Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my trusty co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mike. I'm trusty by about 5 minutes to spare, right?
You know, you came in a little late today. I'm going to give you a pass because I'm figuring you were up late last night watching your Red Sox.
Absolutely. And your Red Sox, too.
Yeah, whoop up yes. on the Cardinals. We're Absolutely. Off to a good start in the World Series.
There you go.
Great program scheduled today for you here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Joining us as our guest, Jason West is from the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center. And also joining us from IBIS, it is Andy Vabulous. We're going to start with Jason, though. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having us today.
Oh, absolutely. The Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center, for most people that are in Gwinnett, we're familiar with the with your place. But go ahead, for those that are not familiar, tell us all about the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center.
Well, sure. The center is a very unique public-private partnership among the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners, the Gwinnett County Public School System, University of Georgia, and a private 501c3 nonprofit. A foundation, and basically our mission is to provide science and social studies enrichment to students and the public at large here in Gwinnett County and in Northeast Georgia.
Now, if anybody in Gwinnett County has school children, there's a pretty good chance you've been there, you've maybe done a field trip. You guys do a lot with the schools. Talk about some of the programs.
We do a tremendous amount with the schools here in Gwinnett, Beaufort City Schools, and across the region. We call them field studies. We don't call them field trips anymore.
But I stand corrected.
Yes, it's the new way to look at it. But pretty much we provide enrichment, those opportunities that a teacher beyond the four block walls of a classroom, providing those enrichment opportunities in science and social studies from K through 12, college. We do college groups as well. So pretty much from pre-K to gray, we have an opportunity for science and social studies enrichment at the center.
All right, Jason, if I've never been there before and I'm walking through the doors, tell me what I'm going to see. What am I going to find there?
Well, the center is a very unique venue. The building was the first LEED certified building in Gwinnett, and LEED, of course, is an acronym for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It has one of the largest sloped vegetated roofs in the country. It's nearly an acre in size. There are more than 40,000 plants on the roof, and a lot of people look at that and they think, why? But it's just really cool looking. But in addition, it serves as a means of energy efficiency. It helps heat the make the building more energy efficient, warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer. The campus is nearly 700 acres. We share a campus with the F. Wayne Hill Treatment Plant. And so we utilize the grounds as an outdoor classroom as well. There are nearly 10 miles of trails that people can hike, bike, and walk. And there is always something going on. I mean, we have numerous programs that are happening all the time, and it's just a lot of fun.
Now, there's obviously some exhibits that come and go, but there's a lot of permanent things there. Talk about some of that. I know that if you want to know the history of Gwinnett County, there's some wonderful exhibits you can enjoy. There's also the children's section near the back that the kids love, an interactive area, if you will. Talk about those areas.
Sure. We do feature a number of permanent exhibits that really focus on how Gwinnett County and the Northeast Georgia region were developed, with a primary focus on water, because, you know, water is the key to everything in a lot of ways, but a lot of the exhibits focus on that. There is a children's exhibit that focuses on hands-on interactives with water. There's a great theater, a Blue Planet Theater, that shows a film on water and is projected on a water screen, actually. In addition, we have our own portable planetarium. That's a neat concept, and we certainly enjoy that. And then we have a number of traveling exhibits that come through. They're funded by our foundation. Right now, we have an exhibit on turtles. It's all about the habitat and adaptations of turtles. And in the spring, we have a traveling exhibit that's coming on amusement park science. It focuses on the physics or the science behind rides that you would find in a typical amusement park. So there is always something fun going on with our exhibits.
And the kids section. Talk about that.
The kids section, the hands-on room with water. Kids can really get their hands wet. We like for kids to get wet. There's a great demonstration of how water comes in three different forms, gas, liquid, and solid. We have our own machine that makes snow in the H2O room, so it snows on the kids when they're in there. And I mean, it's just—I mean, I could just go on and on. There are just tons of things for families to do.
Steven, I want to go to the Gwinnett Heritage and Environmental and Heritage Center like now and go play.
Okay, the show's over. We'll see you guys later. Sorry, Andy. Jason, one of the questions I wanted to ask you was Mike kind of asked you about the, and forgive the word, but static program, the program that stays the same. You touched on a little bit of some of the things that are coming, but you are the director of programming. What are you looking for when you're trying to bring things in? And I'm also going to open it up to let you talk about maybe things you've had in the past and things you're trying to get in the future. Just kind of open slate to let you talk about some of the non-static programming.
Well, of course, all of our educational programs, what we're looking for is a connection to the curriculum. We offer programs from pre-K to college, as I mentioned. And we're always looking for that connection to, here in Gwinnett, the academic and knowledge skills curriculum and the Georgia Performance Standards. Because, you know, principals, they are very attuned to test. And so we want to make sure that the concepts that we're providing are connected to the performance standards so that when a kid comes in, the concept hits home. And when they take that test, they do some type of hands-on activity that they remember at the center that brings that connection. As far as our public programming, we're always looking at interesting ways to connect to science and heritage and culture. For instance, last Friday we did a Creatures of the Night festival in connection with Halloween. We had over 1,000 people at the center on a Friday night, and they were looking at nocturnal animals and looking at the adaptations that nocturnal animals have so that they're, you know, functioning out in the night in the darkness. And it was a neat way to kind of have a Halloween theme, but yet it has a science theme to it. Kids were doing owl pellet dissections. You haven't lived until you've dissected an owl pellet. And, you know, most people don't think about that for Halloween, but that's what we're doing. For Christmas, we have our own sustainable gingerbread house competition. We had over 70 entries last year where people made gingerbread houses, but they had to have some kind of sustainable element. Rain chains, a green roof, something like that. So it was a neat concept, taking some holiday fun and yet connecting it to some type of education. You know, we think education is fun, and, you know, and that's what we do. We try to take our programming and make it interesting to the community, but also fun.
Mike, you were ready to go to the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center before. Now that he said owl pellets, I'm all in, so I'm ready to go too. Jason, I wanted to also ask you, in your title is also development, and you mentioned at the very beginning that you're very much a partnership as a nonprofit, also reaching out to the educational, but you also mentioned business. And we are Gwinnett Business Radio, so talk a little bit about your partnerships with businesses and how you'd like to partner in the future.
We're always seeking partnerships with businesses, you know, we feel like the center is a great enhancement to the business community. You know, when businesses look for places to locate, they like for cultural attractions like the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center. It is a great incentive for a company to locate here or to have employees here. And so we're always looking for partnerships, whether it's through volunteer efforts, whether it's through sponsorship of our exhibits, sponsorship of a particular program night. We work with companies all over, you know, and they run the gamut. We work with AGCO, which is a international farm implement company in Duluth. Well, they worked with us and have donated a tractor, a Massey Ferguson tractor that we use in programming both at the Environmental and Heritage Center and at one of our history sites, McDaniel Farm in Duluth, just down the road from your studio right here. But we use that and partner with AGCO to talk about farming and the importance that farming makes to the economy and to our history. That's just one example. Holt Camp Heating and Air sponsored one of our traveling exhibits a year or so ago, and we worked very closely with Matt and Suzanne Holt Camp. The Jackson EMC Electric Cooperative worked with our foundation to provide Title I grant funding for students from schools with a high percentage of poverty. So those are just a few examples, but we're always looking to partner with companies because that's what we do. A lot of companies will use the center as a venue for corporate retreats, for meetings. Mary Kay is an industry that every Monday night they are in the center having their Mary Kay Live nights. So there are all kinds of opportunities for businesses to utilize the center, and we encourage them to. I mean, this is a great resource and a great venue, and they ought to take advantage of it.
I'm familiar with some folks that actually had a wedding reception there. So, I mean, you have things like that as well.
Every weekend there is a wedding. In fact, this weekend we had the Creatures of the Night Festival on Friday. Saturday was Ella's Run, which was a huge 5K, and there were two weddings at the center on Saturday night. Sometimes it feels like we don't ever leave the center, Mike. I mean, we're there all the time, and we enjoy being there, but there is always something going on at the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center.
Well, speaking of which, Jason, go ahead, and we're talking with Jason West, who's the Director of Programming and Development with the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center. Speaking of programs, tell us about some upcoming programs that we can look forward to.
Well, one of the neat things that a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of people refer to us as the Environmental Center, but we're also the Environmental and Heritage Center. We operate six historic sites across the county, too. And one of our upcoming programs is at one of our sites. The Civil War holiday will be on November 16th at McDaniel Farm. And it's a great opportunity for families to understand some of the holiday and traditions and customs that we celebrate today. Many of them originated in this particular time period. So there'll be Union and Confederate Civil War reenactment camps. There'll be bayonet practice for kids. Nothing says holidays like bayonet practice. And they'll have opportunities to kind of see what life was like back in the 1860s. So that's one of our events that's coming up. We have a fall walk at McDaniel Farm where we take people out on Saturdays and let them kind of see the floral and fauna of the grounds. We have monthly night hikes at the center. Coming up in March, we'll have our Grow Your Own Festival, which is all about organic farming. And the list just goes on and on and on. There is always something. We do something every weekend.
That's great. Now, you mentioned earlier when Stephen asked about corporates and corporations and businesses, how they can get involved. Do you accept volunteers? Are you always in need of volunteers?
We always are in need of volunteers, and we utilize volunteers for all kinds of things. And
this seems like it would be a fun place to volunteer.
It is, and I'll give you a great recent example. We had a kid, a high school student. He wanted to build a braille trail, a trail for people with visual impairment. And so he came to us with this. He had this idea. He had some initial funding, and then basically, he and our staff began to work with companies like Home Depot and other groups, and they've been coming in, volunteering, helping put this project together. It's not something that comes together in a week. It comes together over a period of months. But that's just one example. We did a stream cleanup in Lilburn this past weekend and had all kinds of volunteers helping make sure our rivers and streams here in Gwinnett are clean and free of debris and trash. So there are many and numerous opportunities for people to get involved and volunteer.
Jason, this might be a little bit of a loaded question, but whether I'm an individual, whether I'm a business owner, just a resident of the county, there is so much going on, which, by the way, should be a great tagline for you guys. Where do I start? How do I get started enjoying and participating in all the things that the Environmental and Heritage Center does? And also, just beyond the main campus, what are some other ways I could start if I didn't realize, oh, wow, there's these other places too?
Well, we like to, the easiest way to communicate or find out what's happening at the center and the various sites that we operate is through our website and through our Facebook page and also through our newsletter. If you go to the website, you can sign up for a newsletter. Every month we send out an electronic newsletter that tells all of the things that are going on. And of course, the website is just chock full of information. But that would be my suggestion. And, of course, people are always welcome to call the center. They can ask for me, and we'll provide as much information as they need.
I think one of the things that we want to mention, of course, is this Treetop Quest. Our friend Chloe over there, we've had on the show before, runs that, and that's a lot of fun. It's the whole zip lining thing. Talk about Treetop Quest. And that seems like that's a fun thing. But you decided to bring it there. I mean, talk about the reasons of bringing something like this to your center.
Well, this was an example of a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce here in Gwinnett County. They approached us a couple of years ago and said, we've got a French company that is looking to bring their product here to the States and bring a challenge course. And would you have an interest in them looking at your campus? And we said, absolutely. And so we had the opportunity to meet with Chloe and Luc Pierre, who is the president of Treetop Quest, and began a relationship and found a spot on the campus. And they are now going into their third season on our campus. And it is a great challenge course where people can get up into the trees, experience different challenge stations, and of course there's an environmental connection because no harm was done to the trees. There were no nails used on those platforms or activities up in the trees. So they have a great connection. And, you know, while that is a great fun activity, again, we tie everything to education. We have a whole physics program that is connected to Treetop Quest where school groups will come out and they understand the physics concepts that were put to use in the design of the course. So before they get to actually swing through the trees, they're understanding the various laws, Newton's laws that make it work and make it function. And, I mean, what an opportunity. What an opportunity.
We're talking with Jason West with the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center. And Jason, I wish you would show a little passion and excitement for your job. I mean, come on.
Hey, man, but I've got the best job in Gwinnett County.
you do. I want to join you now. No, we got a pretty good little thing here
it's
going,
It's not
by
bad
the way.
Here, but, yeah. You know, we don't have owl pellets and bayonet practice, so.
we don't have zip lines.
I can't top that.
We'd love to zip line into work every day. Talk about your past. How did you end up with the at the Gwinnett Center there? And also, you know, where do you see the Heritage Center going in 5 years, 10 years from now?
Well, I'm an educator. I'm originally from South Carolina and taught American history. And, of course, you know, as I've mentioned, the Environmental and Heritage Center has a huge focus on history. And I like to tease people that the most important of the core academic subjects is history, because if you don't know where you're going, you won't have any idea where – I mean, if you don't know where you've been, sorry, you won't have any idea where you're going. And so I was a teacher and a school administrator, and then I married a Gwinnettian. And we ended up here in Gwinnett. And fortunately, I had the opportunity to kind of combine my educational background and some background in business that I had and put it into this position. And I feel so fortunate. I love going to work every day.
You got the best classroom of any teacher.
Absolutely. It is a 700-acre classroom, and I love being out there. But that's my background, and that's my passion, and I'm just happy to be where I am.
Any big plans moving forward?
The center is always growing. We're always looking to grow. We're always looking at new programs and new ideas. You know, Gwinnett County is so fortunate to have this facility, this venue, and I have to thank the people that came before us. This was very insightful to have a facility like this here in this county, and it is such an attraction to the community. And we'll continue to grow, continue to offer programs for folks, and continue to be an active part of this community.
And, of course, you've got miles of trails for folks that just want to walk and enjoy nature. You have that there as well. Give us the website. Give us your location where folks can find out more information and also, you know, find the center and if they want to just check it out.
Absolutely. Our website is very easy. It's GwinnettEHC.org. GwinnettEHC.org. And we're located in Buford, very close to the Mall of Georgia, nearly 2 miles from the Mall of Georgia. Right off of Plunkett's Road, kind of where I-85 and 985, come together and form that V. That's where we are, sharing that campus with the Wayne Hill plant. But we're kind of hidden, and we are the best kept secret, I think, in Gwinnett County. But we don't want to be the best kept secret anymore. We want people to know about us.
You're out there kind of in the woods, but you want to be in the
woods.
We want
to be in the woods. I mean, exactly.
Well, exactly. And if you want to GPS it, I love their address, 2020 Clean Water Drive in Buford.
Great
address.
Jason West with the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center. Jason, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to getting out there again very, very soon. Great place if you've never been there, especially if you have kids. Even if you don't have kids. It's a great place to visit. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio, it is Andy Vabulous with IBIS. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
In addition to having a great last name, by the way, Vabulous, but not with the F, but with the V, you run IBIS. Tell us all about IBIS. What does your company do?
Well, IBIS is a Microsoft consultancy specializing in supply chain solutions for mid-market companies. So we help companies run their businesses better.
Okay, for a dodo bird like me, in layman's, you know, this is the Georgia Tech guy.
Yeah, non-tech head down there.
Yeah, every show I have to say, okay, he's the Georgia Tech guy. He understands all the technology. I went to the school in Athens. I don't quite get that part of it. In layman's terms, I guess, you know, what exactly do you do to help companies? How does that work?
Well, it's quite simple. Every company needs to do their accounting. Every company needs to bill their customers. Every company needs to monitor their inventory and buy product and pay their people. And we help implement and consult on systems that run the business. So it's, you know, if you have Quicken, you know, we do Quicken for, you know, on a much larger scale for businesses.
Now I get it. Now you're the CEO of the company, Andy. Talk about the history of the company. How long have you been in business?
Well, we've been around for almost 25 years now, all in Gwinnett County. So we have experienced the technology boom, gone through the bust, and we're still standing. So it's when I look back and think about it, it's pretty incredible.
You're growing quickly, but you've been through some challenges. Talk, share some stories about some of the challenges you've gone through as you grow your company.
Well, you know, the economy goes up and down, and so we've been through several cycles of that, and we've actually thrived during downtimes. And while the economy is not doing as well as I believe it could be today, I think we're doing very, very well, and it's pure logic. And so we like to try to provide the best kind of people and solutions. And I know I sound like a digital droner here, but it's really kind of simple. We try to do what we say we're going to do, and we look people in the eye and shake their hand, and we make it work. And, you know, it's like Larry the Cable Guy. We get her done.
Although I don't think Larry the Cable Guy is in your tech support crew. Is that correct?
Maybe early in IBIS's history, Larry was there, but not today. That's for sure.
So, Andy, on your... on your literature, you know, talking about being a Microsoft partner, one of the things I notice is there's a lot of gold level stuff that you guys do. Your industry, I didn't know if you know this, but there's a lot of people doing a lot of technology stuff out there with companies. And I think a lot of business owners and a lot of key business executives start to get a little glassy eyed because very quickly it gets to where they don't understand it. What does the gold standard mean for you guys? What obviously doing it 25 years, you guys are going to lean on experience and you're going to lean on, we kind of know and are keeping up with the Joneses and all the things that are going on. Talk about that. What should people be looking for when they're looking for tech support in all the different things they do digitally, electronically, and on their computers as a business?
Well, specifically as it relates to Microsoft, and so I'll only talk about that. A gold competency means that you've been certified by Microsoft, and that means you know what you're doing. Your people have been, they have passed tests, they've proven, customers have validated to Microsoft that you've been able to provide value to them and that you actually make people happy. And so it's a great risk. It takes away the risk for a lot of companies to have that. And we work very hard to attain that and to hold that. We have to recertify every year. Every person in our company has to recertify every year, so it's a constant learning. If you don't learn in the computer business, then you're out. And, you know, over 25 years, we've changed products three times. And so we're continuously reinventing ourselves and coming up with new ideas. We have to remain relevant or else, you know, we're not going to be around. And, you know, I'm unemployable now. So I've got to make sure that IBIS keeps it together and that we're driving forward and we have the right solutions out there that that actually delight people.
Talk a little bit more about Microsoft, being a Microsoft partner, because you kind of started the interview by saying, hey, whatever a business needs, Microsoft is the 800-pound gorilla, and I mean that as a good way. I think sometimes when people think Microsoft, they just think Windows, but they kind of do everything, especially when it comes to business partners. Talk a little bit about the breadth of what you are able to help clients with in their Microsoft stuff.
Well, we're really at the tip of the spear. We're at the proof point for businesses. So we bring all the technologies together, from the actual Windows on your PC to your Windows servers to your Exchange servers, your SQL servers. Now I'm really getting technical. But
Mike's snoring over there.
Huh? No, I'm following along. Go ahead.
But if you had a business, it would be relevant to you. So I have to tell you that we bring all these, you know, vegetable soup kind of stuff, and we make it tasty. And so we make it work. And so there's a lot of technology behind the scenes that that our solutions are dependent on. And you know, you just don't write a accounts payable check. You just don't print an invoice. There's a lot of deep technology below that. And we're the guys that just make it all work. And we make it look easy.
I know, Andy, you're just a humble CEO, but you've won some awards of excellence, and I want you to talk about that through Microsoft and so forth. I want you to fluff your feathers a little bit. Tell us about some of the awards you've won over the years.
Well, IBIS has won several awards with Microsoft, and we've been a Partner of the United States twice. We've been a Global Partner of the Year once, and I'm very, very proud of those. I've won the Microsoft Eagle Award twice, which is a you're only supposed to win that once, and it's an outstanding personal achievement award of giving to the community, giving to Microsoft, and giving to your company. And I'm in the Microsoft Partner Hall of Fame. So I've been very blessed. Microsoft has been very, very good to me.
So you have one legitimate award and one's illegal, I guess, if you're not allowed to have it?
I was going to say, did they tell you after they gave you the second one, like 3 months later, they called you, we weren't supposed to give you that a second time, sorry.
I think they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, it's because you're so good. We have a Hall of Famer in our midst, Mike. I didn't know that.
That's very impressive. Andy, your company recently named one of the best places to work list. Now, I don't know how it's going to be any better than working at the Gwinnett Heritage Center and everything that goes on there. That's a great place as well. But talk about what makes IBIS such a great place to work.
It really comes down to treating people the way you want to be treated. I don't want to sound too trite, but every day we've got to compete for the best talent in the world. And if we don't provide an environment where people's careers are enhanced, where people want to come to work, where they feel like they're loved and they're treated with dignity and respect, provide the best kind of benefits, provide, free Cokes and, Red Bull and God knows, they have a pool table. I mean, we want to be the place that that people want to come to. And we work very hard on that, every day. And it's really paying off.
I want to now work at IBIS.
Great, Mike. Now we got a decision to make. We got to decide whether we're going to go to the Environmental and Heritage Center or go work at IBIS.
Maybe we get part-time jobs.
Yeah, we can do
both.
You
can go to the campus, the Environmental Campus in the morning and come to IBIS in the afternoon.
There you go.
And you talk about it seems like it may be a little thing to just treat people well, but it's actually a huge thing. But you guys are unique. What is it that makes you unique? Because there are other companies, this is not a secret, that kind of do what you do. What makes IBIS unique and different from your competitors?
It's funny. There's a lot of people that sell the same kind of solutions that we sell, and I always try to tell people that IBIS is, if all the solution people are sitting on the corner with an ice cream cone, we want IBIS to be the guy there with the nutty buddy where everybody else has the vanilla cone. So we want to stand out, and we stand out quite simply by the unique combination of the talent that we have. We write our own software. So that is unique in itself. And we go the last mile to deliver for industrial distributors and manufacturers a solution that to the T fits them. And so they don't have to spend a lot of money tweaking and enhancing the product, which is the nightmare of every other CEO that is running a business. We come and we're ready to go. We know what we're doing, and we make it happen.
We're speaking with Andy Vabulous, the CEO of IBIS, and Andy, I think this is going to be a pretty easy question for you. You did a little bit of the technical jargon. You kept us both awake, so you're very good at that. But I want to sometimes business comes down to stories. You deliver a lot of solutions. You help a lot of business owners. One or two stories that kind of popped to your mind of the way you were able to deliver and your client was very happy at the end?
I have to tell you, we have a corporate charity, the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind. It's the Helen Keller School. And the people in that school have to be double disabled. You can't just be deaf. You can't be blind. You have to be deaf and blind. And we worked with the Alabama Institute and Deaf and Blind to implement our solution for those people that are working out on a shop floor, making flags, making backpacks, and to enable disabled people to be fully functional citizens and see the smiles on their face as they're running the computer is an incredible, rewarding experience. And so I would put that at the top.
It's simply amazing considering I am neither and I can't run a computer. So that is amazing. Andy, your long-term vision for IBIS, where do you see the company 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Well, we recently signed a deal with Microsoft to take our software globally. And so I see our company exploding with growth. I see us going global. We're doing a lot of international business now, not just in the U.S., but we're going to Europe and Asia and Africa and South America. And I see us just continuing to grow and offer those solutions to companies worldwide and expanding our influence that way.
I have to ask the question. The company is called IBIS, I-B-I-S, with periods, dots between each one. What does the I-B-I-S stand for?
It's a mouthful. That's what it stands for. No, it's Interactive Business Information Systems. And for some reason, back in 1989 when we started, we thought that was a good idea, but quickly found that we needed to shorten the name to IBIS. And so we have to have the periods in there. You want to hear a good story. Here's
absolutely
one. Very early in our days, we had a printer delivered to the ladies' dress shop, IBIS, and they realized that somebody else was using their name. So they quickly informed us that we needed to use our correct name. So we had to go and put the I period, B period, I period, S period for the past 25 years. So try typing that every time. So, but we respect others. And so
did the right thing.
There we are.
That's a great story. And that's what I love about our job. We meet so many presidents, CEOs, CFOs on this show with wonderful personalities like Andy. It's always a lot of fun to meet folks like yourself. Andy, for folks that have listened to the interview, they want to find out more about IBIS, either to maybe come work for you one day. It's a great company to work for, as we've talked about, or use your services and products. How can they find out more information about your company?
We would love for them to look at our website at www.ibisinc.com or www.dynamicscare.com, and always can call us on the phone at 770-368-4000.
Hey, at least they didn't have to put the periods in the web address, because I period B period I period S period .com would be a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Hit me again, please.
IBISINC, IBISINC.com. Sorry, just wanted to correct my mistake just threw out there.
Andy, wonderful stuff. Congratulations on your success and continued success as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, Andy Vabulous, the CEO of IBIS, joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Also, a big thank you to Jason West, the Director of Programming and Development with the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center. Two really good guests today, a very enjoyable program. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs, including this one, 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, you haven't been recognized yet in the media, but this is a great place to work, too.
Thank.you. I appreciate that. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.